The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now that autumn, winter, spring normality has returned, it's time to plan for yourself and for your own well-being. So says Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
It is that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, there was a distinct switch in the weather even, wasn't there?
This morning there certainly was. There was a chill in the air. There was a, over the weekend, the wind was
howling a little. And I just, that's what really, I think, perhaps put all this in my mind. But, and although it seems like a simplistic thought at one level, which is we plan for so many around us, or, you know, in our house, mothers and fathers, you know, planning for the winter with kids, sport, pickups. I see it already, you know, the school parties. There's an awful lot of planning going on. And it's a natural thing, I think, as spring, you know, as winter comes in and autumn, as we kind of, you know, move into the seasons. But I just think sometimes it's worth stepping back and thinking, what am I doing for myself here in terms of my own life, my own time? How am I using it? Am I looking after myself? Am I looking after my social life, my connections? Am I looking after my physical self? So that's what prompted me to talk about this.
So your physical well-being, your mental and emotional well-being, and keeping connected, even though the evenings are long, the days are short,
harder
to get out
there. We all know we get invitations in the winter and we think, oh, do I really want to go that far? And I'll have to get a taxi home and it'll be dark and all of that. So I do think you have to give it a little bit of thought. You know, if you don't, especially if you live alone, especially, and we know that loneliness is a massive factor, you have to factor in how are you going to build your connections, not only maintain them, because connection keeps ebbing away. You know, people run into difficulties, they have issues. We've talked about this many times. They might have an illness, they might have, you know, a family member who is ill. So friendships ebb and flow in that sense of time and availability of people to you. So you really do need to plan for yourself.
Now, the physical thing, first of all,
yes.
Harder to maybe get out there. You know, it's cold out there, it's windy. I'm going to have to put on all the gear to walk to the gym or whatever, or walk the dog. And maybe it's easier not to.
It is easier not to, absolutely. But you feel great. I just was on the phone with somebody on my way in who had started chair yoga. And I thought it was very interesting and kind of post-operative stuff. And she said, you know what, I was amazed. She said, I feel more energy. And I just thought, there, of course, we know that if you exercise, you get more energy. So, but I always say to people, the gyms aren't cold, you know, in the winter. In fact, I think it's quite a cozy place in the winter. Just get yourself there, get in, put on your earphones, listen to something good and do a little. You don't always have to do a lot, just do a little. So incrementally think about just doing something a little better, doing something a little more. So the other thing I often say to people is think about, you know, the autumn is a great time to do your own medical checks. You know, it's just something, a habit I always had in October. I always went for all my little tests, you know, that women do and all of that. It's a good time. You get, you're done, you're ready. It's Christmas. You've all those things out of the way. So if there are things you need to check, check them. Look at what, you know, do you need to adjust something on the physical level? But really, I suppose my area is mental and emotional. So I would be saying you need to build some kind of routine, because there's too much pulling you back to the sofa. There's too much pulling you back to the TV. So if you don't establish a routine allows you to step over those little, you know, those little points of hesitancy. And if you can have it there in a good way, especially with women or men that you enjoy, and you say, well, I'll always meet you at 11 in the gym, or I'll always meet you at 5 in the gym. That is a little push. So try and set that up for yourself. You know your own limitations and you know your own weaknesses, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, people will join clubs maybe. People will set up their own book clubs. So at least, you know, every couple of weeks there is a reason to meet.
Yes.
To get out there.
And that's the routine factor that gets you going. And I often say to you know, and I find myself saying a lot to people who are single, because I deal a lot, obviously, with people who are dating and struggling a little bit on that level. And I often say to them, you know, if you can't find people who want to do exactly what you want to do, like friends in your own company, you know, in the company of your own environment, then, you know, join a club. You meet fresh people, new people, the walking clubs, the hill walking clubs. People go on their own all the time. You don't have to make lifelong friends out of it, but it's connection, it's company, it's Sunday morning, it's Saturday morning. do it, try it. If you don't like it, try something else.
And there one will be encounter with one group may lead to other encounters.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's wonderful stuff. I just looked, I did a little search around this and I was looking at Eventbrite. You know, you can just look into that and see what is there. It prompts your thinking. The other obvious thing is about trying something new. We're talking there, I know, about the physical, but it's really imperative to try new things. You don't know you will like something until you try it. I've often had this real experience myself in life that, you know, I started at one point, I started, some friend of mine was doing needlework and I thought, well, I'm definitely not going to be interested in that. And suddenly I found I absolutely loved the detail of it all. You know, it's quite surprising. And so it's a kind of, don't do it right now, but I find it's something in your repertoire of things that you like to do. So try something new. That is a really important thing. You will meet a part of yourself that perhaps you didn't know you was really kind of alive in you. It might be creativity, might be interested in languages. And, you know, the third level colleges, they are really good for that. It doesn't have to be university, but all the other colleges, you know, where
There are all sorts of courses available.
Immense courses. Have a little look, have a little peep. See what you might be interested in. You know, something new is very invigorating for people and they don't do it enough.
Now, the question of loneliness, which is what many people will worry about, you know, that they may be solitary in terms of that they live alone.
Yeah.
And in the summer, it's easier to get out there, walk through the park, say hello to people.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
So two things I would always say. You have to build a routine for connection. You have to make the arrangements. You've got to think ahead for the next 3 months between now and Christmas. What are you going to do on a weekly basis? And what are you going to do on a monthly basis? You know, think about it. You have to have something to look forward to. Making calls to people is important. Planned calls. We learned this in COVID, that a planned 8-minute phone call had as many of the benefits, if you like, the sort of social benefits and the well-being benefits, as meeting in person. Mm. So do that. Now, you don't want to be haunting people with phone calls.
Yeah, but some people do it all by text now or WhatsApp.
Well, exactly. You know? But it's not quite the same thing as saying, would you have time for a catch-up? Would Saturday morning work? You know, with Saturday afternoon work, and then you sit down and you kind of relax into it with a cup of coffee. That's important. But you do have to reach out. I see sometimes people don't reach out and they are lonely. There can be an expectation that things will happen for you, but actually you have to, the people who have a very wide social life are people who do a lot of that reaching out instinctively. They take every opportunity and they value friendship and they value the connection.
When you're talking about planning, I mean, things come round inevitably. Christmas will come round and people may not know what's happening to them at Christmas, where they're going to be. Mm. And they're just waiting for the ambush that something that they'd look forward to is not going to happen or something they dread is going to happen.
Yes.
It'd be better to get a handle on that now.
But exactly. It's about getting ahead, isn't it? I mean, planning is important. We plan for everything in our lives. We plan for our workplace. You know, we plan for our career. What are we going to do? What's going to help us? And really what I'm saying is put some of that smart thinking into your life, into your social life, and into how you're going to spend your time. As you say, don't let Christmas just creep up to you. You reach it, you know, reach out for it, plan it, think about it. What do you want and what do you not want? Get ahead of those issues now. Decide and think what is good for yourself. I mean, I know when you're in a family, you're thinking broader than all of that, or you're in a couple. But think about yourself too. Think about what you hate, what stresses you, what troubles you and worries you, and try and get ahead of it.
All right, Stephanie, thank you very much for joining us. That's Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.